Hey guys, in chapter 4 of AB Talks, I'm sitting with Ronaldo de Lima, El Fenomeno. I hope you enjoy it and you can watch the video interview on my YouTube channel.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, my friend.
Good to have you here. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you too. How's life?
How's 2019?
Oh, I hope it's going to be nice.
Beautiful. I have a good feeling, Ronaldo. I don't know why, but I have a good feeling this year.
Yeah, I hope so. We need, in Brazil especially, a good year with a new president. People need some change.
Some hope, yeah. That's good. Well, look, I want to get straight into it in the interest of time. So a lot of people will call you El Fenomeno or R9 or the best footballer. So many titles, okay? But that's the people. That's what the people think of Ronaldo. I want to know what Ronaldo thinks of Ronaldo. How do you see yourself?
Well, I'm trying to do the best I can in many things, and work as in family, with friends, with my girl, with my kids.
Not so easy.
I have too many responsibility, and also, and the best of me is my foundation. I created my own foundation 7 years ago. Okay. It's called Fundação Fenômenos, and we work a lot on the favelas.
Nice, which is the very poor areas.
Very poor area in Brazil. Mm-hmm. There is so many favelas in Brazil.
Yeah.
But we are not give the fish. We teach
how to fish.
Teaching, yeah.
Absolutely.
We try to find many phenomena in the favelas, and we finance his project.
Okay, and it's not have to do with sports, it can be anything.
No, especially sustainable.
Okay.
And we have so many good stories there in Brazil to tell. One of them is one guy from a very favelas in west of São Paulo.
Okay.
And he starts to keep the trash, organic trash together.
Yeah.
And they make it the way to change the trash, organic trash, to energy.
Okay, like fuel.
Yeah. All and right. we find him and we start to help him on his project. And now he's about to give energy to whole favela.
Nice.
And we are very proud of him and proud of helping him too.
You seem like your eyes are shining when you talk about this because it seems like you're passionate about it.
Yeah, I come from Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah.
Bento Ribeiro is a very poor neighborhood. And it was very difficult to become phenomenal. And I work very hard to be a phenomenal. And I believe that there's so many phenomena out there, and they just need some help and some
push.
Opportunity.
Absolutely.
to improve their life. And that's I'm trying to do.
That's really
find
nice.
A lot of phenomena in the favelas.
I was telling my best friend, I was saying there's maybe some of us are fortunate. You know, we fell in the right place in the right time and we got a nice chance. There are so many people you need to just, they need a chance. Just that chance and they're hungry. But they need little opportunity and then they can become, like you said, a phenomenon.
Yeah, there is so many potential people with talents.
Yes.
And they just need opportunity and some help, some push. And that's what I'm doing. And, I was not wait for help for anyone when I start to play. So I was run by myself, try to get some money to take the bus to go training. And now I have the opportunity to give it back. So that's what I'm doing. And that's what make me happy extremely.
I can tell. Yeah. I will not talk about football too much, but I have one question I want to understand. So you played, I don't know if you're maybe the only player, you played for a lot of rivals. So Barca, Real, Inter, AC, Brazil, Argentina, no. But the rest, yeah. You did it. I mean, do you like this, the drama that, because a lot of drama comes with this. Do you like it or for you it's a job?
You know, I was... I'm very lucky guy, but I did what I what the best for me. I did my best everywhere. So and I was a little bit lucky because between those clubs, I was some other place. So between. I was first in Barcelona,
yeah,
and went to Inter.
Then you
Milan.
Have a break. Then you
break yeah. In Milan.
Yeah.
After Inter Milan, I got to Madrid. So I was just 1 year in Barcelona, and people maybe forget a little bit that. And
but
they
still
like
you.
Me
they still like you because it's a very difficult move. But
yeah,
people
yeah, I
still
went
like
many
you.
Times in Barcelona, and I have. I can feel a lot of respect for me there.
That's good.
And after Real Madrid, I went to Milan again, to AC Milan.
Yes.
5 years break time.
Yeah. Know?
And that time was a little bit confused because, you know, Inter Milan is a huge rivalry.
Absolutely.
And but at the end, I was acceptable.
And they still like you.
Yeah. And people like me.
That's very good.
It's good.
I know you and I know your family, and I noticed you're a family guy. Your social media also, if somebody follows you, they will know that you like your family, you like your people. But... Do you really feel it? Like, is it something that's really important for you as family?
Yeah, that's make me strong. And I believe family has my energy.
Okay.
You know, and I do everything for them. And I'm very family guy. And all the time I have free time, I take the plane, go to Brazil or bring them to Madrid. Holidays, we travel together, and I show them very special place. They love to come here in Dubai.
Yes,
too many attraction for them and for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we love to travel together and spend time together.
You talked Ronaldo about. Do I call you Ronaldo or your first name? What do you prefer?
Yeah, Ronaldo. Is
Ronaldo. Okay.
Yeah.
You talked about that some people need somebody to help them reach or achieve. For you personally, you said I did a lot of the things on my own. I was running on my own. Was there somebody that really played a big part in your life that gave you that chance or push?
My family. My father and my mom, they pushed me always to get my dream come true.
Were they okay with the idea that you want to be a footballer? Because I know in Brazil, it's a big thing. Football is big because it's a love and a culture. It's like a religion. And also it's a way out. A lot of people are focusing to be a footballer because they need to live a poor life. Was it for you a passion or a way out? Was your family behind it?
Most of the kids play because they want to have money to have a family. I was playing because I love the game. I love football. And my father and my mom, they helped me a lot. And the only thing I was, I had to study. And they always told me, if you are not good in school, you cannot play. So
okay.
I had to study a lot.
So you finished high school or no?
No, I'm not finishing high school. I didn't, because I started to play as a professional too early.
But when did you know that you were special or you had something special? Was there a moment?
I think at 15 years old, when I transferred from Rio to Belo Horizonte, 600 kilometers, to play for Cruzeiro.
Yeah.
And then I started to training with the professional team. That time, I realized that I cannot go to school because I was too famous in the school.
Okay.
I cannot study.
Already famous. Yeah,
already famous at 15 years old.
And, that's crazy. Was it difficult?
Was it difficult
to be famous at such a young age?
Well, it was fun. At
sure.
15.
Yeah, attention.
And you don't understand nothing at 15.
Yeah.
You just...
Some people
live
are 50. Life. Some people are 50 and they still don't understand.
Yeah.
Imagine. Okay.
And but my only dream was play football as a professional. Hmm. Every year I changed my goal, and I was only thinking football.
Yeah. And did it ever switch from a passion to a job, or it was always number one as passion?
Always.
Till then, even with the injuries and everything?
Always.
Because injuries, I did both knees. It's not easy, huh?
No.
Mentally and...
Wasn't. But, my first time, my first injury, I was 24 and too young. And I went to many doctors, and most of them told me that I couldn't play again.
Wow.
And I kept looking for a doctor who told me
can
play. And we found Gerard Sayan.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very famous.
Yeah.
Yes.
He did my surgery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was 19 months doing physio.
Wow.
And I didn't know that I was so strong mentally.
Yes.
Until that time. Because at 24, you know something, but you're still young.
Absolutely.
And I refuse to stop play at 24.
Yeah.
And I say, I will give my best to come back. Doesn't matter what. Mm-hmm. And I did.
Imagine. I think sometimes also our lives are decisions. So if you said, most of the doctors said, finish.
Yeah.
Or you say, no, I don't accept.
I don't accept.
And imagine your life can be completely different with one decision.
Yeah.
You know? Well.
And I'm glad I was like that.
Good. Do you think you're still like that?
I'm still like that.
Stubborn, and you want to get what you want.
I'm still like that. And I still love football as a kid.
Very good. Well, I want to bring it down now to your life today. I mean, being so famous and so popular, even today you saw when you're walking around, it can be crazy. Somebody will fall and take a selfie. And I mean, do you feel that changed you as a person, fame and money and all of this lifestyle?
No. I think when I get money and popularity, I just have more chance to give back.
Okay, like it's the responsibility.
Yeah. Right now, I bought a team.
I know.
Valladolid.
Congrats.
And my idea is to make a revolution on the city and the region.
Mm.
Make everybody play football.
Nice.
Give it all the region opportunity to play football. Boys, girls. Mm.
Is it different being an owner than a footballer now? The feeling?
Yes, and it's helping me a lot. Because I know how what the players think.
Yeah, and the other side now.
Yeah, the other side. And when they ask me for more money...
you know, but, you've been there before.
Yeah, I've been there before many years ago.
Yeah.
And but it's almost the same. It's, the feeling is the same, you know. Yeah. I love to be part in football and doing something football, developing football.
Talent.
I still love this game.
What about your life today? Are you happy?
Yeah, very happy.
Because you have a big smile.
Busy.
You always have a big smile, but it's important to know how do you feel?
Yeah, I'm very happy and very busy with the team, with my foundation, with all my business, my family.
Mm-hmm. Friends? Do you have a best friend?
Yeah, I have a lot of friends. And I
friend
see
or best friend?
I have a lot of friends.
Friends?
Yeah.
Do you have a best friend? Like the number one friend?
No, I have a small group of friends.
Yes.
That we, in the summer, I put everybody together in my place in Spain.
Okay.
And we spend a lot of time together. I have a house in Ibiza. Uh-huh. And they all come to me and we spend the summer together.
That's nice.
Yeah, and with the family, I do like family time and then friendly time.
Yes, it has to be separate, yeah.
At the end of the summer, my time with Selena.
Very nice.
So,
That's balance, I guess.
Yeah, I manage well my time and I'm very happy.
If the, let's say, one of my final questions is, in 10 years, what do you want people to say about you? Because a lot of people for the next few years will still know you as the El Fenomeno or the footballer. In 10, 20 years, what do you want people to say about you or know you as?
Actually, I'm not thinking about what people say about me.
Yeah.
I want to do things. I want to do things for the other people, for the others.
Mm-hmm. You're focusing on now.
Yeah, I want to change lives and give them opportunities. Make a lot of phenomena in favelas.
Yeah.
I still believe in the world, mm-hmm. peace.
Yes,
and I will do my best to change the world.
That's very nice. I think it's very interesting and maybe very difficult, but do you believe your life has been an easy one or a very challenging one to trust people? Because maybe a lot of people want to use you or you're famous and they want something from you. So do you think it's been easy or difficult?
Yeah. People normally look at me and I mean I'm inspiring people as come back, you
yes.
know.
Yes,
I too. Come back many times.
Yes.
And I use this to help people too, because it's for sure you will have a problem someday. And life is not easy for everybody. So you have to fight.
Yes.
You have to fight. Until you have chance, you have to fight.
Absolutely.
So,
and you're a fighter.
That's my goal. I want to change the world with football.
That's lovely. And it's powerful.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to see you.
Nice to
really
see you
nice
too,
to
my
see
friend.
You. Good to see you. And I hope your family have fun tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we will meet soon.
Okay, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. السؤال الشيخ راشد في كلمة.
كلمة واحدة؟
وعموما هي الكلمة اللي أول شيء بتجي ببالك.
المستقبل.
حلو. مشكورين على هاللقاء. وأتمنى استمتعت وطلعت اللي عندك.
أنا أشكرك حقيقة، وأنت من الشباب اللي نفتخر فيهم. أنا مجتهد وعصامي ودائما عندك أفكار جديدة وطموحات عالية.
مشكور.
أتمنى إن شاء الله أن المقابلة هذه تنفع المتابعين وتكون إضافة إلى البرنامج اللي تقدمه. أتمنى لك إن شاء الله كل التوفيق.
تسلم.